in the U.S., tax day protests were held in dozens of cities from coast to coast. Demonstrators are calling on President Trump to release his tax returns. Presidents are not required to do so, but traditionally have. Mr. Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in South Florida. Errol Barnett is there.
No more secrets! No more lies!
As nationwide tax day protests reached the sunny streets of West Palm Beach, Florida today, President Trump spent time at his International Golf Club and Mar-a-Lago resort nearby. First Lady Melania and sons Baron Eric and Don Jr. are with him for the Easter weekend. So far, even the president's Twitter page seems to be getting some rest over the holiday. During his last public remarks, Mr. Trump praised Thursday's bombing of Afghanistan, which killed nearly 100 ISIS fighters.
We have the greatest military in the world, and they've done a job as usual.
And with a nuclear-armed North Korea saying it is ready to go to war with the U.S., the Trump administration wants to show strength to the world while facing resistance at home.
We want to know who do you owe?
Protesters want the president to finally release his tax returns and stop using taxpayer money on travel.
The amount of trips down here is just ridiculous. Nobody needs him to come down here every weekend. It's a waste of our money.
Based on a report by the Government Accountability Office, CBS News estimates presidential trips to Mar-a-Lago cost at least $3 million. And CBS News has also learned the Secret Service has spent $190,000 so far to travel with and protect the elder Trump sons on their overseas business trips.
Meanwhile, President Trump is raising money for his re-election campaign. His three re-election committees have collected $13.2 million in the first quarter of 2017. Rena?
Errol, thank you.